This is Dungeon Not Included, the actual play podcast for the adventurous listener.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dungeon Not Included. Now let's play.
You forgot Perfect. To say we're continuing our game of Katanas and Trench Coats.
That's right.
All right, let's take it from the top.
All right, podcast listeners, you all know the words. Say it along with us.
Of our traditional opening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our opening that we do every time without fail.
For 200 plus episodes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever we're at.
We're over 100, but we're not at 200 yet.
Or whatever we're
yet.
At.
Or whatever we're at.
Well, you know, I'm at 200. I don't know where you guys were.
Alex goes on dog ears.
Yeah.
Which is just double. It's weird. Yes.
I think that's how dog ears works.
For podcasts, it does. Mm-hmm. You know that it doesn't.
I mean,
there's a dog right behind Brennan. We could consult her.
The dog not named Molly, remember?
That's correct. Not named Molly.
That's all I remember.
No, her name isn't Molly. Wherever you got that from.
I don't know either. It's just some horrible defect. I can't remember at all where we left off, which is a convenience so we can recap things for our viewers and listeners.
Does anybody else remember?
I know it was
I remember.
Break. Oh, great.
Rubble.
Yeah. Okay, so previously we did a car chase, and then we showed up at Big Bertha's bar. People were getting arrested, including Big Bertha. We rescued Rory. She told us that Big Bertha was getting cracked down because she didn't have a license. And everybody else was getting arrested because they fought back against the police, who are all Mounties, as we established. We did a rescue. We crashed the vehicle that was transporting the prisoners, broke everybody out, sent them to the safe house, and then we went to confront the cleaners. When we showed up, Tusk was like, oh, you want to meet our boss? Okay, you can meet our boss. And we were descending down some dark stairs, and that's where we left off.
Forgot about the dark
Very good.
Descending. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Which feels a lot like when you your GM doesn't have anything prepared. So like, oh, you want to meet our boss, huh? Well, our boss is named Bossington.
Mr. Bossington. Mr. Bossington.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't at all, but it kind of feels like it in summation. I'm sure Brennan had a plan, although he is scratching out Mr. Bossington right now.
In his notebook. So I said after we cut that this seemed like a good place to do between session stuff, but Frank brought up the great point that there's some things about our wellsprings of hope or whatever the hell they're called.
And springs of solace.
Yeah, same shit. And we might not be able to do that right now because we don't have access to that.
Yeah, so. This is about to be a boss fight, so maybe it would be appropriate to do it after this boss fight.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
It's so much scarier if we go in with completely wiped into the boss fight. Let's do that.
And this is about as close as we're going to get to our original sponsor, a made-up sponsor of Mixed Berry Coke. This is Dr. Pepper. Strawberries and cream.
Ooh-hoo.
Strawberries and cream Dr. Pepper.
That,
with zero sugar.
It's they're not an official sponsor, but if they want to send us a case.
Is it any good?
Yeah, it's okay. No, it's good.
It's okay.
No, it's terrible.
Surprisingly good. It is surprisingly good. I originally thought, like, is this gonna taste like Dr. Pepper and like a popsicle melted in it? But it tastes like strawberry and cream.
In that same vein, do you know what I bought the other day that was not good? Was Peeps Pepsi.
Ooh. Oh yeah, I can imagine that would be bad.
It's very bad. And I think the worst thing is that they left the name Peepsy on the table. They called it Peeps Pepsi when all they had to do is add one E to make it perfect. I'd forgive the taste for Peepsy.
What is it with Peeps partnering? I heard about a Peeps cereal. It came out a few years ago, but it's like Peeps are bad enough as they are. Don't try and ruin other things with Peeps.
What's your game, Peeps? Yeah. This is our Easter content. What's your game? What are you playing at?
Yeah, Easter, which we all are very observant of.
Yeah. It's in a week, 2 weeks.
It's in April sometime.
Well, it's the official holiday of the podcast, so we should probably learn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you happen to, while you're drawing out what you think, and I'm stalling a little bit so they get a few more people coming in, but if you want to draw what Pickles looks like and give him Easter bunny ears for the holiday, definitely share. Do it. All right. Stalling has been accomplished.
Yay!
All right.
Great.
You did it.
We did it.
All right, so you are descending a set of darkened stairs. Below the... As you go down, and you started the way down, right, Roxy?
Yes, I did. Way?
Yeah. I think that's true.
Who's following Roxy? I mean, or should I say, who's bringing up the rear?
I am bringing up the rear, I believe. Figured it was like a meat sandwich, the idea. If we get jumped from behind, I'm there.
Yeah, so there's no ghost to not block the attack.
Exactly.
All right. The door slams shut behind you as you are heading down the stairs. And you can hear it lock.
Are there any goons with us?
Nope.
Okay. So if this is a trap, it's one where we are going to like fall to our deaths, not one where they beat us up. That's good.
I mean, I could have taken them, especially with you two as backup, so.
And Pickle. Don't forget Pickle.
Oh, I assume she meant Skip and Pickle. Thank you. You don't recognize me.
I mean, I feel bad enough about getting a teenager in the fight. Making a dog fight just seems cruel.
Mm. Right.
we're using teenager loosely here.
Yes.
I mean, have you grown up?
Technically 110.
Yeah, I've seen more presidents than probably most people.
Not Adam.
Not that's why I was about to say more than both of you, and then I remembered who Adam is. And then changed my mind.
I'm just saying, like, if you're a teen forever, you're a teen forever, right? You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Do we need a light source, or are we good?
You will need a light source. It's pitch black in here.
I'll leave that up to Roxy.
Up to me.
I'm sure
you have I'm holding fun. The bat.
Well, I'm sure you have something
well,
fun.
Well, yes. In terms of tech. I'm sure I have. Like, I'll pull out my phone. Or no, this is... I keep forgetting it's the 90s. I was going to say I would pull out my phone flashlight. No, I'll just grab a... I pull a regular analog flashlight out of my duffel bag.
Flashlight. I would have totally been okay with like a Nokia brick. One of those big back from Saved by the Bell.
I was going to say the ones that like you like pull out and then you like pull the cord up and then it's like the size of your head. Yeah.
And the little LCD is the only thing lighting our way. I love that. Yeah. But whatever.
Yeah. No, it's a flashlight.
All right.
Okay. Down at the bottom of the stairs, you find yourself in a wide open, very tall vaulted ceiling. It looks like a crypt for some reason underneath the Tusk's auto garage.
What the hell?
Is Vancouver?
You hear the sound of dripping water off in the distance. You step down onto the flagstones at the bottom of the steps, and then torches spring to life down the colonnade of arches that lead to a chair at the end of this giant room, where lounging upon a what looks like a throne is a woman in a basically a ball gown.
Okay, I was going to ask how hot she was, but the pretentiousness kind of...
Oh, she's very hot, but very pretentious.
Yeah. See, that's kind of... I don't know about Roxy, but it's definitely like a no-go for me. I hand skip the flashlight so that I have at least one hand free, because I got the bat in the other, and I say, you the boss?
And she says, welcome. You...
That's not an answer.
You are the premier supernatural creatures of Vancouver.
What?
And you have proven exceptionally difficult to squash.
What do you mean, the premier supernatural creatures of Vancouver? What does that
and
mean?
And Roxy.
No. I know that I'm not included in that. I just mean, like, what does that even mean?
It means that I'm staging a takeover and you are in the way.
You want to take over from us? Because we don't have much.
Yeah, we're not like in charge of things.
No, but you would definitely have wanted to stop me.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you already did several times. So, it is good that you are here, because now I can destroy you myself. Or you could join me.
I mean, it depends on what you want.
Yeah, we've been doing a whole bunch of stuff, but we didn't know about you to know we've been stopping you. Can you, like, maybe, I know this is, like, traditionally the point where, like, people get frustrated at a monologue, but would you mind monologuing a little bit? It's just like, I don't know who you are. Maybe we would join you. I don't know. Like, give us some motivation.
Right.
She stands up and walks down the steps from her throne towards you and says, I am called the Countess, and I am an ancient being of unspeakable evil.
We've met.
Yeah, excellent.
Yes, we've met.
Brennan, I think you should check the things on our list of things that we want, because there's something on there that's relevant to that.
The list of things that you want.
Oh, you mean the...
You know, like how we said... very much yes on like drag races and
yes
car chases and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm using my power of yes, we've met, which is plus one momentum, obviously against the Countess, but There is a good chance she does not remember.
Oh no, 100% she doesn't remember you.
Yeah. So how did we meet? How does, like, Adam's been waiting for her to, and also Adam is probably somewhat surprised that she's still alive because they probably met a long time ago, and he's not.
Yes, she's very old. So
okay. So how did we meet? What's the what happened? When do we? Since I don't know enough about this character, what would be the context of us meeting?
I think it could have been even before she became an immortal being.
Ooh,
I like that.
Okay.
You were riding in a carriage together. She was excited about meeting her new husband.
And Adam was like, marriage.
Yeah, right. No, she totally doesn't remember you.
Does Adam remember her name? Her
original name. Her original name was Carmilla.
Carmilla. Okay. We've met Carmilla.
And she says, We met. When was this?
It was a while ago. You were doing all the talking, so of course you don't remember me, but you were gonna get married, and you had a big deal about it. You wouldn't shut up. I remember you.
Yes. I did indeed get married.
Yeah.
It is the source of my immortal power.
How does that work?
Well, my husband was a vampire.
Oh, those are real.
Wait, vampires are real too? What is it real?
I thought I was going to have to cut your
werewolf.
Yeah. Like said, maybe we're on the same page. We don't care.
Yeah.
You know Skip's dead? Oh, you know that because you say he's immortal. You have super.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are dead and a bit of a pest, Skip Clifton.
What did I do?
I'm on COVID.
Investigating my minions.
What minions?
Why, almost every gang in the city is under my control, except for yours, Roxy.
Really? Why?
I think maybe you're not very attractive as a get. I mean, you guys are early, and I wouldn't want to. Oh, you mean why she controls the other game? Sorry, keep talking.
They really have a thirst for power.
Oh,
power that I can provide.
Yeah, but like, what are you offering? Power is kind of vague.
We'll run this town.
What does that even mean?
No way she didn't recruit her.
See, they don't ask nearly as many.
You don't have ambition. That's your problem, Roxy. She walks up to Adam and says, you are clearly an interesting one if you are still around after all of these years.
Oh, it's very nice. No one has ever said that to me before.
She runs a finger down your shoulder. And then grabs the do you have the disc on you?
No, we locked it up.
That's
right. We specified in the last game that the disc is in the garage.
Yeah. So she says, you took my disc.
Definitely my disc first.
That's fine, but if you let me use it, I think we could create a great partnership.
Okay.
What is it you want, Adam?
Your vampire husband. He not in picture anymore?
I ate him.
You ate, like, TMI? Or
TMI?
Or, like, you...
I sucked all of his blood.
Mm, that's...
And gained his powers.
I don't want that. What does Adam want? Honestly, Adam just didn't want people to take his disc. Oh, he's like, oh, quite the knot to unravel. Give away disc, or you cannot have to give away disc. Maybe, huh. No, Adam want to solve a boy's murder. That's a good thing. Adam's a boy's a friend.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She turns to you, Skip, and says, oh, will that finally put you at rest if we can solve the reason that you died?
Yeah, I believe so. A
worthwhile endeavor then.
I mean, that's what Pickle's been trying to do for a while. Ain't that right, Pickle? Yeah. Pickle's will, like, turn around. Yeah.
What's Pickle's reaction to the Countess?
I think, I mean, dogs have a very good sense of stuff. I think Pickle's, like, been hackles up, you know, like,
yes.
You know, maybe standing in front, but... Maybe, like, I think Pickle goes to be, like, Tuppen stand in front of Roxy and then sees that Roxy's there with the bat. It's like, okay, Roxy's got this, like, backs up a little bit and, like, you know, stands in front of us too, but lets Roxy hang out in front. And then, yeah, I think that's it. I think that he doesn't like, probably, like, the smell of her. I'm sure vampires have to smell weird on top of everything else, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Dead.
Yeah.
I forgot her original name already because I'm
Carmilla.
Carmilla.
Carmilla, like the novel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, the famous vampire novel.
Good mnemonic. I think we could do that, solve the mystery, give you... What do you need the disc for again? It's not bling for you people, right?
Yes. Nikali is an important part of my plan.
Is that the guy who popped out of the smoke before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Did like killing him.
Can you kill something that's already dead?
I mean, yeah, probably.
You killed your husband, right? He was dead.
Too soon? True. He's probably not coming back.
Yeah. I mean, unless probably. You have bad... No. Bad digestion. Honestly, didn't expect to talk way out of this one. let us regroup. Let's talk. Come on. Can we have a huddle?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
1 minute, Countess Lady. What do we do now? Should I just chop her head off?
We still haven't really figured out what she wants. Like, what is
all of Toronto?
Yeah, but what is... what's she gonna do with it, right?
This feels like one of those things you read about where you help someone because their plan is stupid, and then it becomes much less stupid when they succeed.
Yeah, but I'm just worried that she wants to rule Toronto so that she can, like, eat everybody in it or something like that.
That's what I mean. Like, you think, rule Toronto, who gives a damn? And then you help her out and then find out, oh, well, she's going to drink everybody or something.
That's a bad thing. I'd rather she not murder the citizens of Toronto or Vancouver. He said Toronto, and I went with it. It's Vancouver.
sorry about that. Please write us letters if you're from.
Yeah. Yes.
If you're Canadian, be outraged. Yeah.
Canadians tweet are going to send us so many boxes of chocolates with turp messages.
Tweet all three of them. I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I left Twitter as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mastodon. Yeah.
And I'm on TikTok, but that's going away soon, it seems like. So you won't find me
anywhere. Maybe.
We have a word for that yet? Mastodon us. Trample us.
Mastodon us.
Trample us.
anyway. Yeah. I just think that I'd like to get a clearer idea of what her plan is before I agree to helping her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think our big problem here, just to drop character for a minute, is we don't have enough reasons to totally distrust her, but we also have no reasons to trust her. So we're just like looking for something to go wrong.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we don't want... Do we want that immortal guy back? I mean, even him, I didn't really hate as much as he was in our face.
Yeah, I just don't think we have enough information. I think we should talk to Carmilla some more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me.
Look, Carmilla, I just want to, you know, you're going to be in charge of Vancouver, you said. What does that even mean? Like, what do you want with it?
To make it my playground.
What does that mean? Are you going to murder a bunch of people?
If I feel like it.
Yeah, okay, then I think I'm definitely not joining you, because murdering people is bad. I don't know if anybody's ever told you this, but...
That's why you have the least attractive street gang in the city.
That's why? Yeah,
I really don't care about your opinion, if that's what your problem with me is.
You're all too clean.
This is hilarious. just to put this out there. Making a world your playground and killing people, not always that weird. I mean, was pretty common back in my day.
Warlord. Exactly. Yeah. We should bring that back.
Yeah. That's what she's saying here. Anywho, I
make
take out
Earth
my,
great again. Is that what you're trying to do here? That's
right. I take out the jawbone. I'm like, anywho, we ain't doing it. Boom. And I attack.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Excellent. Nice.
So we're going to do something different this time. It's called a showdown.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You all have a little track of boxes that we're going to keep track of.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and put one in our shared document so that you all can see it. I don't know anybody else will be able to see it.
Can we track this?
Can we do it
for your party?
Can we do that on here?
There
are clocks. Okay, great. So create a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So a 6-dot clock.
Okay.
6-part clock. There it is. Clock 6. Yep.
Should we do one for each of us?
Yep, one for each of you.
Oh, okay. So we should all make our own, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, so I just go to the roll for your party. And add on.
Okay. You know, I've been noticing, Frank, that you've been spelling Adam two different ways, either two A's or two D's. Which one is it?
That's correct.
That's correct.
That's correct.
No, I meant two A's. So let me adjust that.
I think you can you. Oh. All right. Oh, no. Delete it and then make a new clock.
Let's see. Delete selected. Okay. podcast action.
Woo! Spelling, a very important thing in podcasting.
100%.
All right.
Okay, so the way these clocks work is you all have one box, one segment filled in, except for Roxy, you don't.
Okay.
And the reason for that is you recently interacted with your Wellspring of Solace by springing Big Bertha out of jail.
Cool. So then the Skip and I should mark one, right?
Yes.
How do I mark one on this?
Double click it.
Okay. Cool. There we go.
When you take, when you lose a contest, you're going to mark off one of your pie pieces. After the first one, though, there's a chance that you will be taken out of the fight. You have to make a roll and get a success on it in order to stay in. And the number of dice decreases each segment that you're checking off. It goes 5, 3, 1.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
The Countess gets more because she's all alone against you. So, you know. Okay.
She's got to be pretty badass to take us on.
She does, actually, because you guys are pretty badass.
Yeah.
All right. So, Adam, since you just yanked out the old jawbone and went for it, I'm going to go ahead and let you make your first roll.
Okay.
The Countess is rolling with 6 dice.
Would I be able to, like, would it be finesse if I target, like, beheading?
Or is that you're not going to be able to behead her in one blow, but...
Yeah, but my goal is to hit the neck and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, you know what? Screw it. I already discovered she was an immortal. I'm going to hit her heart, or at least attempt. So that would be 6 dice.
Okay.
And I am plus 1 momentum in this situation. What does that do?
It gives you an extra die.
Okay.
Why? Can you tell us why you're plus 1 momentum?
Yes, we've met. So I have a chip on my shoulder. She doesn't remember me.
Excellent. Amazing. Excellent.
And I have plus 1 resolve because I'm going to be protecting you folks. That's the only reason why I'm attacking her. But
you have plus 1 resolve? You have plus 1 resolve?
I do.
Oh, then you actually...
So I don't. I can remove that?
Yeah.
All right. I wonder how you...
I clicked it twice. I don't know either. I was trying to right-click it, and it doesn't work.
All right. Let's do this the simple way and just delete it and add it again. But
because this is a resolve track is what this is.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And...
So like Roxy, you get 2 pie slices before you have to start making rolls.
Okay, that's 7. And yeah, I don't know what happened there, but I'm sick of...
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's right. I think we can move them. Yeah.
Yeah, we can move them around. So I have 2 successes, 3 successes, and 1 blew up. So I'm going to do it again. 1 more die. And 3 successes.
Okay. And let's see what I get. 2 successes. So, yes, Adam, your...
my attack is successful.
It is. Describe how you attack her and what the result is. I mean, obviously, you can't take her out.
Yeah. So, I am... yeah, like in the middle of a conversation of mortals saying, you know, morality is subjective, whatever. But then I'm like, but we're not doing it. And I sort of manifest the jawbone, jump and swing at her. And I take a big chunk out of her before she kind of moves out of the way in a ridiculously fast vampiric way.
Okay. And it's a bloodless chunk because she's a vampire.
Yeah, so a big chunk of her ball gown.
Oh, nice.
But in a way that makes her look more badass somehow.
Right.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. She, so the way the tricking works in this, she gets multiple turns if I feel like it, because this is a very loosey-goosey game. but so I'm going to say what she does is she jumps for you, Adam, to lift you up off the ground with her supernatural strength. Let me get rid of these dice. Problem is I can't delete all now because we'd get rid of the clocks too.
Oh.
All right. So for six dice, she's grabbing you, Adam.
Okay. And I would have to avoid that, right? I roll to avoid, and that would be, I guess, finesse and flow, right? I'm just trying that way.
These clocks are just moving all over the place.
Sorry, I'm trying to keep them
out of the rolling the area.
Dice area? Yeah. So there.
People, oh, so those of you who are listening to the podcast, we're not even having problems with our dice roller. We're having we're being very persnickety.
There, see? they're not in there. The way of the rolling.
And you did it.
Great. I got two successes with one reroll of three successes. Okay.
Nice. Okay.
And she got three successes. So that is a what is that called? I'm trying to remember. A collision, or I don't remember what it is called in this. But yeah, basically, both of you end up harmed in this situation is what's going to happen. So she grabs you, lifts you up, her claws digging into your neck as you smack the jawbone onto her shoulder.
Like an ape with a bone. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I should click on mine, and we already got the countess. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right.
While she curses you as a uncultured brute.
Fair.
But you're still being held up in the air by your neck.
I am going to run at her full tilt and just smack her head as hard as I can to try and make her drop him.
Okay.
Can you? See, so let me take a look. This is definitely potency.
I feel like the action is escalating, so I'm bumping this up to seven dice on the Darkest Cosmoses.
Jesus.
Yeah, I can do that.
And potency and force. So that's four. And I think this is some explosive action. So I will spend two of my Pneuma to make that five dice.
Yeah.
Two successes.
To her one success.
Nice.
So describe what that looks like.
I start running, and as I run, you see, like, You know, in like animation, when like a machine goes and like little sparks sort of arc off it to show how it's powerful. You see little sparks arc off of Roxy's legs as Z runs full tilt and just with the bat raised, just thwacks it without stopping. So all of the force is coming from the momentum of the running.
That's painful. Nice. I love it. I could clear the dice while you set up the next thing so that you're not
constantly clearing dice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and mark another one on the countess. That's her last freebie. From here on in, she's going to be rolling if she takes damage. Ooh, to stay in the fight. All right. So, she snarls at you, and you can see that her
fangs.
Yeah, and they're not pretty. They're like big, nasty wolf-looking fangs in her mouth.
Beauty is subjective, man.
They're not small, demure fangs.
No, that's a better way of describing it. Yes.
Yes. They're big snaggly fangs.
Nice. I'm very curious. Yes, much more attractive, much better in my opinion than dainty demure fangs.
All right. Skip, what are you going to do now that all this is happening? Adam and Roxy.
I'm trying to think of what's in the room? Like what's the, I know it's like a big, cavernous space, but like what do we have?
You see dimly off in behind these archways there's like furniture and other stuff back there. You could go and investigate that.
They've got her pretty well occupied. Sure, I'm gonna go investigate what's going on in the back to see if I can't find anything useful at the moment, because I don't know what power isn't my forte. You know, that's not what I was designed for. Close combat.
Right. Where Skip finds that there's a water sprinkler system with a bunch of holy water preloaded.
For whatever reason. Totally. Totally. Yes.
There's a lever. It says holy water, regular water.
Yes. And I guess just switch it. Yeah.
No, it's blood and then holy water.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, right. Which should I pull?
See, I'm gonna investigate to see what I can find. What I'd love to find, if this is a thing, I'm going to investigate so I can see if I can find if she follows traditional vampire lore, there should be some sort of a coffin situation for maybe with some localized dirt from her homeland that she has to have in that space. I would love to find that if I can.
Well, let's see what you can find.
Okay,
can I
so
just say that I love this line for Skip because we're engaging with the monster, but Skip is still on script for the Scooby Gang.
Oh yeah,
100%. Let's investigate.
Let's split up, gang. Yeah.
You guys set a trap. I'll investigate. All right. So, let's see. Cunning and discern.
Yeah, that works for me.
Do I need to do anything special because of this wheel? I forget how that's going to work.
Nope.
All right. So 6d10 coming our way.
And I'm rolling 7 again.
2 successes.
Nice.
3 successes.
No!
So, right. It's not that you don't find anything.
I know.
You don't find what you're looking for. So, right. you are searching for a coffin of some kind, and you don't find any coffin back there. Or anything along those lines that you would expect that a vampire would need. Instead, there is an ornate wooden box on top of one of these armoire type things, and it's got gold inlay and everything, and an elaborate lock on it. But there is a key sitting next to it.
I curiosity killed something. I'm gonna open it.
You see, unlock and open it. Yeah, go ahead.
What were you gonna say? Just gonna say, everybody says that saying wrong. They're like, curiosity killed the cat, and they forget the second part, which is satisfaction brought him back. So
we'll see what's inside and see if we're satisfied.
see if we're satisfied. You inside, open the box.
And Schrodinger's dead cat falls out.
Right, yes. It's happening. Inside the box is a human head.
Ooh.
Oh.
And as you look at it, curiously, its eyes open.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hi there. I'm Skip Clifton. Who are you?
Oh, my God.
The mouth opens and makes some wordless motions.
Yeah, it doesn't have vocal cords.
Or lungs. Can you blink once for yes and twice for no?
It will blink once.
Perfect. I hope that's just not natural reaction, and that's that you're communicating. Are you important to Carmilla over there?
Blinks once.
Blinks once. I turn around. Carmilla, look what I have.
Are you holding the box, or did you take the head out of the box?
Oh, holding the head up.
Yeah, nice. All right.
So good.
She hisses at you and drops Adam as she darts across the room towards you, Skip.
Okay, so I have something I would like to do. I'm going to use two more of my Numa because why the hell not? I only have four left. But
rage against... nothing but disrespect this woman's voice.
Oh, yeah.
She's planning on murdering a bunch of people. I think that's totally fair.
We're not even treating her like a villain. We're treating her like someone we're just screwing with. Hey, who are you? I love it. Sorry, go on.
I'm going to spend two Numa for Rage Against the Dying Light, which is when I focus my emotions in focus your intense emotions physically and violently. As long as you feel such intensity, you can spend two Numa and interact with the physical world beyond mortal reckoning. Punch through a wall, throw a dresser across the room, smash like a certain green character that we shouldn't directly mention. And when you do, you gain a bonus die to that action. You can spend five Numa at peak emotion to get a huge feat like stopping an oncoming train. I'm going to chuck this head at her with as much force as I possibly can as she's running at me.
Okay, nice.
Now, I don't have a lot of strength, but I do get this bonus dice for it. So,
yeah.
What makes the most sense for this attack? Because... Can I argue? I don't think it's the case. Can I argue that this action of throwing this head at it is very cunning? Probably not, right?
Probably not cunning, but I can see an argument for finesse.
All right, we'll do I assume finesse and force, because that's really...
Yeah, that would work.
Okay, finesse and force. So I'm going to roll four die, because I'm going to give myself the plus one bonus.
Okay.
And you're rolling seven?
Seven, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
You can always win with four, yes, seven. It's possible.
Well, that's way more than four die.
Yeah, it is. What happened?
I must have clicked it twice. Here, let me clear it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no, you cleared the...
can't click clear. Sorry. All right, let's bring our clocks back. Does everyone remember where they were?
Yes.
I had none.
You did have none.
I definitely had one. All right. 4d10 coming up. One success as I chuck the head at the countess as she rushes me.
Okay. Let's see what she gets.
Yeah. Three.
Two.
Two. Oh, that's mine in the end. Okay. So not too bad. Only one more than me.
Yeah. She catches the head. She turns it around to look at you. It looks a little disappointed.
Wow.
Okay,
And she says, I know just how to deal with you. And she grabs the head by the hair and then snaps her fingers. Mm-hmm. And then that guy in the suit appears behind you.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Leans over to you, Skip, and says, let's get you home.
No! Oh, no. That's so terrible!
Can I make a reaction to this?
Yes.
Or is that absolutely the reaction?
This is going to be an attack on you, Skip.
Attack on me? Okay, so is it a physical attack on me? That's a very important question. Okay.
No.
Not a physical attack on me.
A spiritual attack.
I was going to say a metaphysical attack.
A metaphysical attack. Absolutely.
I'm going to... What's the lighting situation?
Oh, dim in here. It's lit by torches. It's dim. You're in the side.
We've done this before. He can see me when I go invisible, right?
Yes, he can.
What do I have for special powers? I think that I am
quick. One of our fans, what worked last time? We know
what worked last time.
Yeah. Well, last time I think that you guys attacked him and I got away.
Oh, yeah. Is his coin in his hand or something?
He had the coin. Yeah,
You don't know where the coin is.
Okay. Yeah, he had the coin. It. You went and you hit the coin with your bone.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and dodge it. I'm gonna use finesse and sway to try and dodge this guy's attack, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah, finesse and sway.
Yeah, like I'm picturing like a quick duck and dodge out of the way to then run off.
Sway is how you talk your way out of
frame. Oh, I thought it was sway as in like to
dancing.
Move
no.
side to side.
No, that physical. Would be flow.
Okay. Yep. Then same deal then. Can I do finesse and flow to try and duck? Just
I'm
straight up.
Escalate this to 8 dice.
Against my 3?
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm in trouble.
Oh, we have what's it? Grandeur. How much grandeur do we have?
You got 6 grandeur right now. So you guys need to remember to give that out. And I do too. But there's 6 in the pool at the moment.
You can use the grandeur.
That's two dice worth.
You guys don't mind if I use the grandeur to bump myself to 5 here?
It.
All right. 5 versus 8. All right. It's 2 successes.
Oh no.
We're just 3 successes.
No. All right.
So you dodge out of the way. He like reaches out to touch you, but you dodge out of the way and Pickle jumps in between you.
No!
Growling at this guy.
Uh-huh.
And ends up getting he touches Pickle instead and you can see a little bit of Pickle sort of disintegrate away.
No, Pickle!
Brennan, I will destroy you.
I just saw John Wick 4 last night. This is going to be a very different podcast if you heard Pickle.
Going all right, full
so,
John
so mark
Wick.
Mark one of your pie pieces there, Skip.
All right.
What?
All right, so the opposition has acted. Who's next? Who wants to do something? Carmilla's there with her back to both of you guys right now.
Oh, yeah. I am going to slide between her legs and pull her feet out from under her.
Nice.
That's definitely dignified flow. Attack. Yeah. Definitely flow. I mean, cunning and potency are both the same for me, so I'll just say it's cunning.
Yeah, because you're tricking her by sliding between her legs, I would say.
Yeah. All right. I'm just going to go with the five unless... Well, I mean, it is a boss fight.
Yeah, I'm rolling eight.
Yeah, so I will spend two more Numa because you hurt my family.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Piccola's family, even if nobody else is.
That's right. No, they're my family.
You got a 10, so that's so you get
three successes and a 10. So another roll. Four successes.
Nice. Let's see what I get. Three successes.
Yes.
So with a shriek, she goes down. What does this look like? You slide between her legs. You basically you sweep the legs as you go through, right?
Yeah, I drag her legs out from under her, and then in a single motion, like, you know how you can like sort of undulate and hop back up onto your feet? I do that, yeah. And I am away again, out of her reach.
Okay, yeah, the acrobats. Acrobatic sort of jumping back up from a prone position.
That's right.
All right. So that means that another box of hers gets counted, and now she needs to roll five dice and get a success, or she's out of the fight.
You might want to change your color. This I can't select all. It doesn't seem to work.
I know.
I'm holding down shift. It lets me select them, and then when I delete them, they don't go away.
Yeah. I rolled magenta. She got one success. She's still in.
Rip. Oh.
All right. So she's prone on her back.
Yeah. And prime time to try for a jawbone attack.
Yeah. I'm going to come down on her hard with the jawbone. And I really want to save this for the guy attacking Skip, but I don't see a way that makes sense. So I'm going to do the shouted challenge. Bonus die for everyone unless this person.
Yeah, she can't engage with anyone else without them getting a bonus die.
Yeah. So I am going
to
pound away on this person.
Where are you? You just smashing her in the face with it? What are you doing?
I'm aiming for the heart.
Okay. Aiming for the heart again.
And I have no idea whether that means anything, but, you know, it seems like that was in a lot of movies.
Right. Stab the vampire in the heart with a jawbone. That is the fat classic way to kill the vampire.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to spend Numa protecting my friends. So that makes
I'm still rolling eight dice.
Eight dice. Where am I? Here I am. Mm. God, two successes on eight die.
And wow. I got three.
Three.
Ugh. Oh my God.
Yeah.
She rolls to the side as the jawbone comes crashing down and leaps up with her claws out. Going for you, Adam. She's got a roll to damage you, though. So that was a defensive roll that she succeeded at. But she's trying to get you.
Yeah. And again, probably change the color is the best idea.
Yeah.
While I hurriedly delete this pool.
Well, you got a roll too. So.
Yeah. Oh, I'll change mine as well.
No, I'll delete the blues if you delete the greens.
What is my defensive role?
What are you doing to defend yourself against this?
I'm gonna
she's jumping at you like a cat.
Yeah, I'm going to try to dodge out of the way and take take into account that it is a shadowy, messed up fog of war situation. So I'm just going to try to roll into a dark patch.
Okay.
Okay.
How many dice you got?
Does plus one momentum get go to this as well or no?
I believe you keep momentum until you fail a roll. So okay. I believe you lost your momentum there.
Oh, yeah, I did. I just failed. I forgot.
Yeah.
Six. One success.
And I got three.
Oh, my God.
So, Adam, remove one of your pie pieces.
Yes.
She jumps up on you, claws digging in, her fangs going for your neck as she begins to suck your blood.
Ow.
I was right. This is not the nice thing.
And we're kind of at time, so I think this is a good place to...
Yeah, us getting our asses handed to us. Yes.
Yeah, please.
Except for Roxy. Roxy's like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, Roxy's fine.
Roxy's doing great. Listen,
all this supernatural shit, you know, it's like water off a duck's back.
You're there disbelieving everything. Oh, man, what a cliffhanger.
I think we can leave the clocks in here so long as we just don't delete them. They'll still show up next time.
Perfect.
They should.
But I remember where I'm at, so everybody else can just remember.
So
that
here's
as well.
A quick question. Mm-hmm. Because is the man in the suit on the same clock as the
He is technically, yes.
I assume anything that you do against roll eight die against me, so I better be on the same clock. that's ridiculous if he's not. Right.
The way a showdown works, the enemies are all on the same clock.
That's perfect. That's fine.
No matter how many there are. So you defeat one, you defeat both, basically.
We're going to have to get like take Pickle to get an exorcist or something after this. I don't know what just happened.
Oh my goodness. Please don't write us letters about what you're going to do to Brennan
for harming a dog, bringing harm to a dog.
I mean, it's a ghost dog. The ghost dog will be okay.
That's true.
Now.
Yeah. In universe, none of us, I think, believe that Pickles is immune to harm, to harm, but out of universe in game, nothing's gonna happen to Pickle.
I will find you, Brennan, and I will destroy you if anything happens. So don't
to quote Giancarlo Esposito, I'm gonna kill that little son of a bitch.
Me at you if you hurt Pickle.
Yeah.
That was his grandkids were begging him not to hurt Baby Yoda. Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, man. Yeah. Love that. For people joining in a little late, you can rewind and watch everything that happened and stay tuned. The podcast is coming back and going to be posted, I think. So it posts on Tuesdays for patrons and on Wednesdays for the world. If you're a patron, thank you so much. And of course, thank you for making this available for free to everyone else also. I think we are definitely going to be back on next week, because if not, I am going to be very, very, very upset. I need to know.
Yeah.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
This also, I think in the history of this podcast, this might be the first time we've done a boss battle that has taken so long that we've had to take the boss battle into another episode. Like, I think they've kind of resolved and like been the end of the episode. If we're going to like, and we defeat the bag, and now we can, next week we're going to do after stuff. No, we're actually have to come back to finish this thing. This is,
yeah.
Come back.
I like this system a lot.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. All right, everyone. See you next time. Bye.
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 Hey there. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Dungeon Not Included. If you did, please tell a friend and leave us a 5-star review and encouraging comments on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really does help spread the word for new shows like ours. You can follow the latest from the Dungeon Not Included crew on Twitter at DNI Crew and over at Facebook at Dungeon Not Included or at our home on the Nonproductive Network at non-productive.com/DNI Crew, where you can find articles, character sheets, and Patreon exclusives as well as our latest episodes. Thanks!
This has been a Nonproductive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Nonproductive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.
Thank you.